This podcast, I'm going to talk about the Spanish-American War. Now, this is of interest because it's one thing that people find in Australia really hard to understand, simply because it occurs pretty much at the same time as the Boer War. This is the Dutch people in South Africa wanting independence, and the British are going in with troops, having the famous Zulu against the Dutch settlers, and clearly outmanoeuvred to go there. So for us, it's a war which we can't really quite concentrate, because we have this linear view of history. We find it hard to understand two strands of history happening at the same time. So this is a really brief go. I think the president was Teddy Roosevelt, not Theodore Roosevelt. So this is a time of great American power. This will have to be very short because I'm almost home already. Fundamentally, there's, in parallel to the Dutch uprising, which is really nothing to do with it, there's a Cuban native uprising against Spanish rule, and the Spanish armies remarkably effective at putting them down. They complain to the United States. The United States go to the aid of Cuba, so they intervene for humanitarian reasons, and also due to the sort of very rough treatment of, I suppose, US interests in Cuba. And so with the help of the US Army, they liberate Cuba, but also Puerto Rico, a whole series of islands in the Caribbean, basically clean the Spanish out of them. And they also take the Philippines, invade the Spanish who are in the Philippines, kick the Spanish out of the Philippines. And in all these places, technically nowadays, if you're an occupant of Puerto Rico, it's an American protectorate, so you're an American citizen, but you don't have voting rights because you're not a member of a state. And so this is hard for us to understand. So when Japan invaded the Philippines, it was actually invading a US territory. It was actually legally a territory, or as far as the Americans were concerned, a US territory. And it was only later, 46, around 47, that the Philippines actually no longer became a US territory, but got actually independence. In a certain sense, is between influenced by the Japanese invasion. So their trajectory through history is different. You've got other places like Guam, which is still a US territory, but is not a state. Cuba, the story is well known. So they had a government which was very aligned to US interests, kicked out, and then for various reasons, it's hard for observers to see. There's sort of still animosity to this day. So a lot of the US involvement is hard for people in Australia to pick up, simply because there was British history happening at the same time. So we're just coming around here. British history at the same time, and that's seems profoundly confusing to us, and it's sort of not picked up at all. Similarly, the taking of Hawaii, which was recognised as a kingdom by the British. The British recognised it was under British control as a sort of an alliance or protectorate, but acknowledged a kingdom, independent kingdom of Hawaii. Now, I'll have to research it there. While Britain was all tied up in Crimea, which was about stopping the absolute collapse of the Ottoman Empire and Russia just getting all these seaports out of the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. The war there, the Americans moved into Hawaii, landed an army into Hawaii, and then a short while later there was a puppet government who asked for statehood. So it's an interesting thing. The actual theory of what people held as a theory or the political argument you can read at this point in time. And now it's not... the Japanese had a cozy prosperity sphere, but the same sort of idea that it is our destiny to expand was part of the US doctrine at the time. And there was a whole series of countries which believed this. I think probably the British as well, but in general, a whole lot of other countries are unaware of the actual mechanics of this, how the US spread from the East Coast across to the West Coast and into the Pacific, how that actually happened. And of course, Australia had a similar expansion scene, but it's far more complex, and it's actually, in fact, commented on in Karl Marx's Das Kapital. This, a lot of Australia expanded in the time of Marx, and he writes a few chapters. He's written at least one chapter absolutely damning Australia. Now, Australia expanded in a completely different way, but it's interesting to look at the theories of expansion, but it's also interesting to see how much of this is just simply not understood by everyday Australians from other countries, partly because they're not interested, partly they get they're told one story, so if you tell them, or if you mention another story, they become very agitated, very suspicious. So if you said, quite seriously, if a lot of people, will tell you point blank, the US never had a war with Spain. Absolute rubbish. Absolute rubbish. The British never invaded the United States. I think it was 1812. No, they didn't burn down the White House. So all these things, and I myself, they're only in the history books things that I read about. But you have to really understand that in sort of general society, which doesn't know this. There's this real angst and anger at a version of history which they haven't been told officially through official channels. Perhaps people listening to it will check it out themselves and start to read into the history and think about it. There's a lot to think about. Australia's expansion. We expanded from the West Coast. Oh, sorry, from the East Coast west. Similar way, but it's got a whole lot of documents and deals. It's very interesting to look at. That's all I have time for at the moment. I've arrived at home. Thanks for listening. In the meantime, keep on thinking science and doing science. I hope I haven't explained anything. I've only just discussed it or noted things. And don't blame me. I've never been taught this. I've just actually reading through it and trying to piece the pieces together. You know, like you start from a piece and you say, well, how did the US, why were the US in the Philippines? How did that happen? Well, how did this happen? When did it happen? And you look at when, and you look at the official history that people tend to be more content with, there is a story in people's attitudes at this point in time, and not as an accepted authority on it. It's a fascinating thing to see people's response to it. Thanks for listening.